91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk to them a little bit about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Ruby Sierra. Howdy, Ruby.
Hi there.
Ruby is a sophomore at the University of Arizona. What are you studying, Ruby?
I'm studying neuroscience and cognitive science.
Do you do any lab work?
I do. I work in Dr. Boitano's lab. We're studying the effects of mine-tailing dust in relation to arsenic and how they cause cell death in airway cells.
So how do you study that?
We use a machine called the RTCA, which is short for the real-time cell analyzer. And what we do is we get a batch of 96 well experiments, and we put about 150,000 cells in each well. And we'll put varying levels of arsenic concentrations on these wells. What the RTCA does is, over 24 hours, it'll record how many of these cells are still active. As more cells are active, the cell index that it records goes up. As less cells that are active, that cell index goes down. And if that cell index goes down, we can tell that those cells are no longer there, they've died.
This arsenic dust goes into people's lungs?
So when they inhale it, it first interacts with the epithelial layer of their airway, and that's what we're testing. And then it goes down into their lungs as they start inhaling more of this dust in. And so what we want to test is that initial contact of inhalation from the dust on your airway.
Well, I mean, once the studies come out and say, like, yeah, this is actually really bad, does anything happen from there?
So by really bad, we want to characterize exactly in what way it's bad.
Yeah.
So we want to characterize, like, what proteins it's affecting or what other cells it's affecting, so that way we can target its effects first. Mm-hmm. And we could use that to find other ways that we could stop this arsenic interaction.
You've been studying this for about a year. How has your understanding of environmental health sciences changed in the past year?
When I first entered research, I didn't know much about environmental health sciences. I just kind of knew the general definition of it has to do with the environment and it has to do with how it's affecting people's lives. But since I've been on this program and since I've been working in the research lab and actually interacting with the communities, I'm able to understand the emotional values of environmental health science and how it's actually affecting real-world problems, and then applying that in my research setting. And I think that's a really big value, because you're not only able to work on the material that you're doing, but you're able to understand the emotions behind the people or who you're affecting and how you need to be careful about what you're doing, because it does have real world value.
This sounds like really important work that you're doing. What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
My plans aren't quite sure right now, but I am kind of planning on attending medical school. I want to be a neurologist or a neurosurgeon.
Hey, Ruby, do you ever listen to music?
I do.
Well, what kind of music do you like?
I like rap a lot. I also like other kinds of music. Sometimes I'll listen to country. Sometimes I'll listen to soft music, especially when I'm studying.
Who are some of your favorite rap artists?
Eminem is definitely one of my favorites.
Thank you so much for coming to the station today, Ruby.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
It's really great to meet you.
Me too.